dance music. It's the craze that's sweeping the nation. A delightful new invention that will have your hips shaking, your fingers pointing, and your face flying in different directions. So addictive, in fact, the kids are downing tools and becoming DJs. Look at little Timmy here. Wanted to be an astronaut when he grows up. Now he spins vinyl in Berlin. And what about poor Susie? Could have been an air hostess. Instead, she's the queen of techno. But it's not all jam tarts and roses. It's tough out there. Nobody wants to knock boots with a failed DJ, so you better smarten up quick, Sonny Jim. Luckily, we have the antidote for that little DJ pea brain of yours. You're now listening to the 5-Minute Masterclass with Mikey Maguire.
If you're a DJ that's trying to turn not a lot of gigs into consistent gigs, you're trying to get playing locally, nationally, internationally, whatever it is, on a regular basis, I want to talk to you about the power of gig swaps as a tool to get you there. Now, one of the biggest things about trying to get consistent gigs is that when you're speaking to promoters, promoters want to book artists that are in demand. Promoters want to book artists that already seem to be playing regular, drawing an audience. We've talked about it loads of times. It's really hard to get booked if you have no bookings. And so we want to get some bookings on the calendar in order to create that momentum, in order to make stuff happen. And gig swaps are an amazing way to do it, especially if you want to tour internationally. If, let's say, you're playing consistently already in your local area, but you think if you were playing in, you know, let's say you're based in the UK, if you were playing in Ireland, if you were playing in Amsterdam, if you were playing in France, Ibiza, Madrid, Barcelona, and you were posting this on your socials, and you were seen to be an artist that was touring, how much of an impact do you think that would have on your outreach when you were trying to get booked locally or in other clubs around the UK? It would have a huge impact because you look like a completely different proposition. You look like a completely different artist. You look like an artist that's in demand. There's an element of fake it till you make it here. I call it smoke and mirrors rather than faking it till you make it, because you're not even faking it. If you do gig swaps and you start playing all of these places, it's not faking it. You are playing those places. You are touring. You're just doing it in a way that isn't sustainable for the rest of your career, but it's a tool to get going. Now, let's break it down. What exactly is a gig swap? The best way of doing it is if you run an event in your local town or city, get that going, or partner with an event, whatever it is, get to a position where you are able to book artists. If you're somebody with no resources, go to a local club and come up with a deal where they take the bar, you take the door, try and get a small venue so it's easy to fill, and then book talent in the local area that have access to big friend groups and have a bit of a following so they can bring people too. Do it together. But the idea is that you can book acts on. And then you want to reach out to acts of up-and-coming events that are run by promoters like you that are also trying to get their career going. You know, they're run by DJs that haven't made it yet, aren't touring yet, but they're running events for their local city. And you reach out to those people and you say, hey, I've got a gig in London. We do it once a month. Come and play it. You have a gig in Munich, Barcelona, Iceland, wherever the hell. You book me and I'll come and play it. We both cover our costs. So it costs neither of us anything, but we both get an international gig. Now, it's funny because it feels like there's no value exchange happening there, or it feels like there's nothing being created. But imagine if you reached out to them and said, I'll pay you $5,000, you pay me $5,000. It would feel like you were getting paid $5,000 for a gig, and they got paid $5,000 for a gig, and you were all coining it. But it's the exact same proposition. Because in both scenarios, whether you get paid nothing and they get paid nothing, or you get paid $5,000 and they get paid $5,000, you end up with the same amount of money. And so you're investing the value, they're investing the value, they get an international gig, you get an international gig, they get all the social content, so do you, and you both level up. And you can do this on a consistent basis. And now you have that happening, you want to go hard on the outreach to promoters in your city, promoters in surrounding cities, promoters in the clubs that you want to play, labels that you want to work with, because you're active. Gigs breed gigs, and so this will help you get those gigs. Now, I really like upgrading this, so when you book an artist to come to your event, interview them. Sit down. Stick your camera on vertical. Mic them up. Nice and easy. Your camera's already on vertical. Your phone will be on vertical if you're using the phone. If you're using a high-quality camera, flip it on vertical. Mic them up and interview them. Get some snippets. Hey, we booked this artist this weekend. And just get some podcast-style viral bits to stick on your socials. They'll share it on their socials, but it's linking back to your page. They're becoming your promo team. Every time you book somebody, you create loads of content with them. It looks amazing for them. More people want to come and do it. Hence, more people want to give you a gig. And they're all sharing your content around your event, around you, making your event seem bigger. You can do collab posts and they can grow your page. Get them to do a radio show. Get them to do a mix. Collab on it together. Give them some artwork. Now they're sharing it in advance of the gig. And so you're opening yourself, your page, your brand, your artist brand up to all these different pockets of fans, because every promoter will have their own audience in each city. And so this is an easier proposition than reaching out to a promoter in another city that doesn't know you and saying, hey, give me X, Y, and Z amount to come and play your city. There's very little win in it if you're an unknown entity for a promoter in another city to do that. You're not going to sell tickets in that city. And it's going to cost them money. In this scenario, it's going to cost them nothing. Plus, they also get something. They're trying to build their career and they get to tour internationally as well. So you're giving them the opportunity that you want and they're also returning the favor. It's a great way to get a career from zero to one. And then you can step in at one when you have the momentum and bring it to two quite easily, because gigs breed gigs. And you want the gigs, okay? So that's the power of gig swaps. I'll see you in the next episode of the 5-Minute Masterclass.